Dylan Mays, Wisconsin River Falls, to play some football here in the future. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did that come about? Why were River Falls?
I had a friend go there, Zach Stronsky, and I went there when his season was going on. I just love the atmosphere of the field, and I don't know, I visited there, and I just felt at home, so that's how I made my decision.
WIAC is an awesome conference as well. You'll be playing some top-rated teams in the nation. I mean, what about a challenge like that and knowing that you're going to be playing in a good conference?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not really sure where I'll be on the team. I don't know if I'll redshirt or not, but it'll be fun to be in those situations.
What, as far as the recruiting process, or how does that work? They reach out to you, you reach out to them, because you mentioned you had maybe a contact or a connection there. How do the recruiting work and decision come?
So I'm pretty sure Zach put in a good word for me, and then Walker, the head coach, texted me, and then, I went on a visit and just went on from there.
Okay. Not sure about redshirting, as you said, as to whether you'd play right away running back, or is that up for debate too?
Yeah, running back for
sure. Okay, running back for sure. And what excites you about that then, to kind of get that opportunity to still play a sport you love after high school?
Yeah, it's nice to be the same position, not have to relearn a new one. So at such a older age, I guess, it'd be harder. So.
Okay. Sometimes people are asked to make a transition and things like that. Your high school season, I mean, it was a great high school season. I know section runner-up is one step short of what Owatonna wants to do, but that game against Mayo is one that no one is going to forget ever. The comment or two about that game.
I haven't really thought about it much since it happened, but I have went back and watched it a couple of times, and I don't know, I'm always like, what could I have done better, like, what more, but it's the past. You live and you learn, so.
Yeah, and that's one of the cool things about sports, is that you got to live and learn. What is it that you like about sports, and in addition to that, or maybe that's part of it, what do you like about competing, because you play baseball, too?
I just like being a part of, like, a team, or yet more a family, and they're just all there, have your back, and it's really cool, so.
As far as the school itself, what do you like about the school, and what are you looking to study at River Falls?
I'm not sure what I'm going to study yet, so I haven't decided, but the school just recently, a couple years ago, got like a new renovation. They got a whole new sports facility, so it's pretty slick.
Okay. How big of a school is it? No enrollment offhand, or do they have a big feel to it? Or
around 5,000, I think.
Okay, I think that's pretty small by most college standards. Okay, and the idea of going off to school and kind of that aspect of turning the page, is that pretty exciting too, to kind of think about being away from home?
Yep, for sure.
Okay. And then maybe a question or two more here. The idea of just playing football after high school, when did that occur to you that it would be a possibility?
When I was a kid, I always wanted to play at a higher level. So now that I have like the opportunity to do that, obviously, I'm going to pursue that and try as hard as I can.
Okay. And looking forward to the baseball season here pretty soon. Hopefully the snow melts.
Yeah.
Kind of a season is it going to be for the Huskies, do you think, Dylan?
I'm not really sure. We lost Taylor Bogan. I'm not sure if he'll be back. It's kind of a bummer, but we're just going to have to try our best, I guess.
All right. Well, congratulations. Chance to play sports after high school. River Falls, good luck to you.
Thank you.